free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Short Take. Actor Enno Trebs began his career with a remarkable debut in Michael Haneke's Palme d'Or winning The White Ribbon. He has since developed into one of Germany's most intriguing young performers, frequently collaborating with director Christian Petzold in Undine, In a Fire, and in Miroir No. 3. Enno's next role is the lead in Echo of Tomorrow's War. He is the EFP European Shooting Star for Germany in 2026. We talked to Enno via video call for this interview. Hi, Enno.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 18 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. You're smiling. I take that as a good sign.
Yeah, let's go.
How would you describe your current mood ideally in three words?
I'm a bit stressed, but this also makes me sharp somehow. Okay. And therefore, yeah, I'm balanced, I guess.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
The honest answer would be that I need balance. I need movement. I need activity, but I also want to relax for a bit and just want to chill. I love some conversations and some social interactions and companionships, but I also need moments for myself and with my thoughts and being unobserved, and none of those would fulfill me sustainably. It's the balance between them that does.
Do you have a secret obsession? Well, one that you're willing to share, let's put it like that.
I would say I'm not very secretive about my obsessions. Everybody who knows me knows that I love sports, that I'm competitive, that I have some nerdy interests like manga or anime. But when I think about a hidden one, because my father's workshop is in the basement, and whenever I see a piece of furniture that I really like, I try to figure out how it is constructed and the idea behind it. And then I try to recreate it, because most of the time they're way out of my budget. And yeah, they have often a very genius structural idea behind them that makes them minimalistic, but also replicable. And yeah, I'm always very proud when I have this finished product and when I did this all by myself.
Mm-hmm. Are you aware that there's a certain technique, a Japanese technique, but they work with wood and they sort of like they do whole buildings without using nails?
Oh, yeah. As if they stack them, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I have no carpentry expertise. So this is for the pros. And I do very simple stuff. And I use a lot of nails.
But that doesn't mean that one cannot enjoy looking at things like that. What is the favorite job you've done? And obviously, it can be film/acting related, but it can be something entirely different as well.
I mean, I started acting at a very young age, was about 9. So I guess there's a reason it stayed with me ever since. But I also, just 2 years or 3 years ago, I started teaching at the drama school I went to. Mm-hmm. I do believe in self-evaluation, and when you go back to the basics, because our line of work it's this weird mixture of, it's a little bit intangible, but at the same time, it's craftsmanship. So when you focus on what you can actually control, I think it really helps you with the elusive part. And I am, as a teacher, reminded of that again and again when I work with students, and I do really appreciate that.
What do you appreciate in your friendships?
I would say humor above all. With friendships, there's this common place where you say friends are there for each other, and it often translates to people catering to your problems and validating how you already feel. And I guess I just need an escape, and I want life to feel light just for a bit and for the time I spent with them. I also think that humor is always a marker for other admirable traits. Maturity, for example, because it often comes from the same place. You need to be a good observer, and you need to have some self-perspective and realize the ambiguity of it all, that we are not perfect and outcomes are uncertain.
What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or it can be a cuisine.
I'm from Berlin, or I grew up close to Berlin, and I love Döner as a kebab. It's a no-brainer for me.
Pure and simple. If you weren't an actor, what would you be?
Yeah, I think I would be a teacher because my father was one, and I find this profession indispensable. Yeah, with all the importance we tend to assign to ourselves and in our industry, I think a classroom and a teacher that is passionate, yeah, that is where the world has changed, I would say.
Yeah, that is very true. We're pivoting a little bit. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would just love to have a better memory, but not as in I want to learn my lines faster, because this actually comes quite easily to me. Sometimes, I don't know if you know what I mean, but there are these moments where you just suddenly remember something that it has been buried so thoroughly, and it just comes back to the surface. And this moment almost shocks you. It's almost like a small wonder. And I think because there has been, you often say it's a scent, right?
Or music.
Yeah, any set of circumstances, I guess. And this fragile alchemy that brings back a memory or a feeling. I would love to understand that alchemy better.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also something that you watched that moved you or impressed you or inspired you?
It's hard for me to pinpoint a specific one, but I guess if I go way back, I have a lot of siblings and mm-hmm. we used to gather around a laptop, anything with like terrible graphics and a lot of technical problems, and then my father would try to fix everything, and he would get increasingly frustrated with the technical aspects, and we were just sitting there, this small huddle of people, just hoping and praying that he won't give up. And then when the movie finally started, it was this ecstatic moment, I guess, where everybody was leaning forward and getting to the edge of their seat just to watch Shrek 3 or Ice Age. And yeah, it was very lively, and I remember that fondly.
Mm-hmm. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
When I did Christmas shopping, I went to Dussmann and I just grabbed for myself this book by the this year's Nobel Prize winner, Laszlo Krasznahorkai. It's called A Mountain. It's a long title, so A Mountain to the North, A Lake to the South, Path to the West, A River to the East. And it's a meditative story about someone wandering through a monastery, and he's searching for a garden, the most mm-hmm. beautiful garden, apparently. And yeah, he may or may not eventually find it. And I found that quite fitting for the holidays. And there's a line, it resonated with me. And when it describes the garden, it says, "A garden that through infinitely complex forces expressed the infinitely simple. A garden possessed by a magic beyond further simplification." And I read that, and I think this is what we try to do. This is art.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature? And that doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be heroic.
Yeah, I figured that, because I think books about heroes or with plain heroes are most of the time not very fun. I would have to go a little bit back, because I think Janosz has this character called Vondrak. Vondrak, he just gives, I guess, life advice, or he doesn't even give advice. He just leads by example, by approaching those big, overwhelming life questions, like what is love and what to do when you lose someone. Like those questions, he approaches them with such a comforting simplicity and naivety. I think that's very positive. I think that what makes a hero.
What is the next, possibly German, but not necessarily, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work here.
I would usually never do this. I think it's a bit shameless. When I heard this podcast, I found it so likable when people refuse to do it somehow. But still, I will I will do it. Not for my sake, I guess, because I already got everything I could ask for from this project. It's called Echo of Tomorrow's War by our director, Nicolas Ehret, and the producer, Hussein Tabak. And I think they fought so relentlessly to get this film made against all odds. And so I think it's a small wonder. And also, the topic is very present and urgent, and that's why I think people should see it.
Is there a release date yet for the project?
No, I don't think so. So we have to wait.
Yes, wait and keep your eyes open, listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
And which, again, maybe German, not necessarily, upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
Again, shamelessly, I will recommend recommend my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
My older brother, my younger sister, they are both in acting. And I say this from the bottom of my heart. Or maybe not from the bottom of my heart, because this sounds subjective. I think what I want to suggest is that even if they weren't my siblings, I would say that they are tremendous actors.
Okay. Older brother, younger sister. Any project specifically, or?
I guess just watch out for them.
All right. Now we're getting a little bit personal again. Mm-hmm. What do you like most about yourself?
I would like to think that my values are genuinely my own, which doesn't mean that they are not shared by society or that I don't share any of society's values, not at all. But it just means that I try to question myself and my moral compass first before I adopt any preconceived positions.
What do you dislike about yourself?
I must say that I hate pretentiousness, and I try to evade it at all costs. And I think in the pursuit of to eradicate it from your life and your work, you get a little pretentious. And this is horrible. Yeah, and you get really unforgiving when you see it or even when you suspect it in other people. And I think that's not fair.
Which random thing makes you happy?
I have a dog.
Mm.
I think you get used to almost anything in life. The effect of it flattens somehow. But with a dog's face, I don't know, it's miraculously never happens. This cute, slightly dumbfounded face, it just makes you happy every time you look at it. And yeah, his existence changes the entire atmosphere of a room, I would say.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general? And it's okay if you don't.
I don't, because I guess it would be pretentious.
Oh, sorry.
But I will just borrow one that I have recently seen on a vision board by a person very dear to my heart. And it said, Eile mit Weile, is the German saying. Slow and steady rinse the race. I just realized this is something I live by.
And we're at the last question, which is always very interesting. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
I first have to say that I had a very fortunate and privileged life with actually relatively little hardship. So I guess a project about my life would be rather unremarkable. So I hope it will never happen. And I guess it had to be somebody normal than somebody basic and grounded, even I hope humble. I don't know. Timothy Chalamet, maybe.
Interesting choice.
No, I mean, if he wants to do it, if he really wants to do it, I mean, I guess I will allow it. But
okay. So. Will there be ping pong in the film, though, is the question right now.
There will be some ping pong. You can give me a call, I guess.
Okay. we'll put it out there for the universe.
Yeah.
And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Enno. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.